Spain. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What about your Rockets? How do you feel about this matchup?
I don't think the Rockets are going to lose, but I think the Timberwolves are pretty good.
I pretty much feel like it's going to be the same thing that I've been saying for probably December. It's going to be Rockets, Warriors. I just, you know, the path you get there can impact that series, and that's something I'll keep an eye on. But I think the Rockets are going to, I think they'll take care of the Timberwolves, and I think they'll get through the next round pretty easily. And then, of course, it's all down to the one we've been waiting for.
Yep.
I think we have to talk about this Kaepernick thing. Reportedly, the Seahawks postponed the tentatively scheduled workout. The team asked for his plan moving forward on how to handle everything that was not a firm plan.
With Colin Kaepernick being your backup quarterback, is the circus that comes along with it worth what he gives you as somebody who you're hoping never has to play?
How long do we think the circus continues?
At least through the preseason and the first several games of the season.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. Also want to welcome in our Sports Map 94.1.
Hello,
listeners.
Map.
You get a whole hour of the Blitz today.
You want the worst tweet of the day?
We got sure. It. What is it?
Worst tweet of the day comes from Kyle. I think Andre the Giant has some Bo Jackson to his history. They were in a time when rumors still spread mouth to mouth and you couldn't video everything. They were both such specimens that you could believe almost any rumor. Is he saying that Andre the Giant is like a myth and not a...
The stories about
him aren't true?
No, I think he's talking about... I think it's a very different, slightly convoluted way of saying what I said earlier, is that we didn't have internet and things like that, and legends grew in different ways. That would be what I would think. I think that's
okay.
What it means.
He's not questioning the legacy of Andre the Giant, I hope.
No. I don't think so. But, yeah, we don't want to... All right, so I've got a couple of sportsy things, and then maybe we can move on from it after that. Do you see this? This is one of the things that's going to be really interesting when we get to legalize sports wagering. Like, all these sports unions now, they all want to, quote, seat at the table. To ensure the players' rights and that the integrity of the game is protected. And we already know that the leagues are trying to make... Everybody is going to try to get in on making money off of this. And so now it's like the NFLPA and people like that, NHLPA and MLBPA. It's like, oh, we want our seat at the table too. It's going to be real interesting to see how this plays out and who winds up actually making the money. Because the sports leagues are going to try to, you know, take their piece of it. The players want to take their piece of it. The reality is, you know, if you guys had embraced this sooner and gotten ahead of it, you wouldn't have to be trying to cut into other people's piece of the pie.
God, the NFL would be such hypocrites.
Of course they
would. Remember that Tony Romo fantasy thing they shut down two straight years?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to both those things. Yeah. Like, I had a sponsor that wanted to send me out there.
But if I'd been the NFL, I would have been setting things up. But... to where you could go and bet at the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like Adam Silver and the NBA are kind of projecting towards that way.
But the problem is if we get into a situation, and we talked about this with RJ, and maybe we'll kick it around with him again tomorrow, but if they start taking money out of the players and adding to the vig that we're paying just for the right to be able to bet, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I listen, whether it comes to sports or horse racing or poker, I'm a player's advocate. I am for the players. I don't care about anybody else and where they're making their money. I care about the people who are playing and putting their money into it.
Yeah.
And somebody sent me an email the other day asking me, why don't I speak out more for the horsemen at Sam Houston Race Park? They have advocates. I'm an advocate for the player. I don't want us getting any more money taken out of our pockets than what's already being done.
Yep.
And in this case, I'm sure that you want to get your hands in it, NFLPA, NFL, everybody else. But if it comes out of the players' pockets, I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to say that because, you know, we're already taxed on this the second we make a play. Don't get me started on how the horse racing taxes are too high. God forbid you hit something big and you got to get taxed again.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one thing that my neighbors to the north have right. You don't get taxed for winnings. And I love that. You can go up there and win $1 million in the lottery and not a dime comes out of your pocket. You get every penny of that $1 million. So, sorry, I didn't mean to get on that. That's, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Here's the other thing that I kind of wanted to get into, and this is it for my – I mean, I have plenty of other sports stuff, but the did you see that ESPN starting this new streaming service, ESPN Plus?
No.
Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
They're going to basically have like one MLB game, one MLS game – during this, you know, they're going to do a lot of MLS, PGA Tour, some boxing. Basically, a lot of niche sports. They'll also launch some content, including an upcoming 30 for 30 documentary, The Last Days of Knight, which I guess is about Bobby Knight. You get the first month for free, but then after that, it's going to be $4.99 per month. I think what they're going for here is like really specialized stuff like tennis and things like that. If you're a tennis fan, maybe you'll pay the $4.99. And I'm guessing they'll probably pirate some content from Watch ESPN, which used to be ESPN3, which that's where I'll have a little bit of a problem because I watch a lot of college football on there, like some UH games, as a matter of fact, that don't get on the network. I watch a lot of I watch all the CFL on there that's not on network. So if they pull that over there, then I'm going to have to pay $4.99. But I'm already paying for Watch ESPN through my internet service provider.
Of course.
So, you know, at some point, all these greedy bastards adding up all their stuff, as much as I don't complain about, I just pay. I think I'm about to start cutting back, like dropping the ESPN package off my television.
Well, at this point, when you add up the stuff that you do pay for now, it's almost as expensive as what you're paying for cable. Like Hulu, the ad-free Hulu is like $12, $12.99 a month. You have Netflix, and then depending on what kind of Netflix package it can be,
the problem is now for me, I have all of it. So while everybody else
you're paying
like,
double.
Yeah, everybody's else. Oh, I'm saving money now because I got rid of cable. I have cable, or I have DirecTV, and I have Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and all those things.
And so now you're gonna throw another $4.99 at me if I want to watch. I think I'm out, man. I'm actually pretty close to just saying, screw this on DirecTV.
No, I can't do it.
I've been thinking about it. You actually got me thinking about it.
What?
Well, you were the one who actually looked into it first, and you said, no, I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, I did look at it. It's not realistic.
I don't need ESPN, any of their stations anymore. Why am I paying for them?
Because you can't do like a a la carte deal.
Unless I do an a la carte deal.
Yeah, and with ESPN, I feel like what they're trying to do is have their cake and eat it too, where you still have the cable subscriptions, but they want to venture off and do their, I guess, standalone streaming service. But on the standalone, they're not putting anything on that standalone, and all your other stuff, all your good stuff is still on the subscription base. I guess they don't want to move away from the big cable companies.
Well, my big question about this and that is, are there things that are currently on ESPN3/Watch ESPN now, if they start pulling those off of there for me to pay for them when I'm already paying for that,
right?
I have a problem with it, and that's where I'm going to start cutting back somewhere. I don't fault them for trying to go out and make as much money as they can. I'll never fault anybody for that, and I don't fault them for It's like we always say. I mean, you don't have to buy the stuff. And in this case, if I have to spend $4.99 to get CFL games to watch in my house, I'm going to cut some other ESPN product out. And I'll find a way to do it. And if that means I go away from DirecTV, I'll do that too. You know what? There were 2 days in a row where I was working from home. So I'm posting stories and stuff. But I like to have the TV on in the background. And we've got, 400 channels on DirecTV? I don't know the exact number. There's so many. You know what was on, 2 days in a row where I went through and tried to find something to watch in the background? 2 days in a row, I couldn't find a single damn thing that I hadn't already seen or that I hadn't. Boy, that typing really comes out loud.
I know. We've got to figure out.
That's really distracting. But
we're going to have to stop accepting tweets during the show, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Tweet from your phone.
Yeah, but that's
kind of a pain in the ass. But
now one of you guys are getting a phone call, I think.
Yeah, it's
me.
That's him. So
brutal.
But we
got to get a table in here too.
We have a table.
Why do they keep moving it?
I guess maybe some shows don't like the table back there.
Well, screw them.
When
their ratings are higher than ours, they can say where the table goes.
Well, how about this too? If you don't like it when you're working, that's fine. Move it.
Just put it in the corner back here, though. And you don't move it over there.
And here's a crazy thought. Move it back. It's not that hard.
Would you be opposed if ESPN went away from cable and said, if you pay $10.99 a month, we'll give you a standalone service. And you don't have to pay for a cable subscription. Because WWE did that, and they, instead of paying cable companies X amount of money per pay-per-view, they charge you $10.99 a month for everything.
I watch ESPN. I watch live sports on ESPN. So, college basketball specifically, I watch a lot of that on the ESPN family of stations or whatever it is, their network, whether it be on ESPNU or ESPN2 or whatever. I don't know. I just wish that there was... You could have an option, because I know now ESPN, the big network, is basically a bunch of talk shows.
Which I are hard to watch.
And I don't care for any of them. I'm not going to watch any of them. If I could just say, I don't want that, but that's where they're throwing all their money at now, is all these blowhards that they give millions of dollars to.
What's the chick who's the big Dodgers fan who I can't stand? I guess she's all over the place now. I don't
Ramona Shelburne?
No, it's not Ramona Shelburne. It's
is it Kari Champion?
Yeah, that's who it is. God, she's so awful. She is awful. And I that's the thing. I don't really need to pay for this stuff anymore because I don't watch it. And I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm old and I don't care about this stuff anymore. Although I guess from everybody's ratings, I like watching NHL Network, NFL Network, MLB Network when I need that stuff.
Yeah.
That's it. And even they now are starting to trickle into those kind of shows.
Well, and what?
And I wind up ejecting from them too.
And Monday Night Football comes on ESPN still, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What, are you not watch Monday Night Football?
No, I'd just as soon go down to the bar and watch it.
I don't like that. That's not for me.
Well, you don't like people.
Yeah. Who does really, though?
Well, I don't really like people anymore either, but I also kind of feel like if you're going to keep trying to squeeze money out of me, fine. I'll go spend that money on my neighborhood bar and have a few drinks and watch your game there and support them instead of you. I think I'm getting to the point where I'm sick of people just gouging the crap out of me and adding even more stuff that I have to pay for just to have products of yours that, for the one thing that I might want that you have that I have to pay even more for it. I got a problem with that. 713-780-ESPN. I don't have any man problems, but you could tell me where to go if I did.
Yeah, you could go to Man Centers. And just because you don't have problems now doesn't mean that you shouldn't be proactive, Fred. Go get yourself checked out. Make sure everything's running well, tick-tock, like the clock. And that's what Man Centers is there for. And right now you can get that $150 value free checkup. How great is that? Any men, you want to go in, get a general male wellness checkup. They're waiving that $150 charge. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. If you're having issues, maybe you're sluggish. Maybe you are not dropping weight as fast as you normally do. Maybe you can't lift what you were lifting in the gym. Could be your testosterone, guys. And if you're on those shots, the injections, synthetic stuff, it's got a lot of long-term problems that come along with it, including shrinkage, and no one wants shrinkage. Check out Man Centers for their more natural alternatives. They're in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 288 in Pearland or off 249 in Tomball. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They're taking appointments on Saturdays now. They fill up quickly, so make sure you call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
The Timberwolves defeated the Nuggets 112-106 in overtime in the vaunted NBA play-in game. They get the final playoff spot. They eliminate the Nuggets. The Nuggets head home.
How great is this, though? The last game of the season it comes down to, and it goes in overtime. So, listen, I'm all for every game counting in, and I know, as I've said, in an 82-game season, a 162-game season, you kind of throw away games here and there. The whole issue last year in the NBA about resting at certain times, and they tried to take care of that this year with a few different ways to try and do it. But it still comes down to game 82, and then you go overtime. But good for Minnesota. Longest playoff droughts in NBA history, they were at 13, second most. The Clippers from 76 to 91 at 15 years.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
It's that time of year again, Trey. The sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Want a razor that will help you stay smooth all the way through the playoffs? Check out the all-new Schick Extreme 4 disposable razor with longer-lasting blades. Affordably priced and loaded with a full roster of premium features, Schick Extreme 4 is in a league of its own. Designed with four titanium-coated blades, Schick Extreme 4 delivers an extremely close and incredibly comfortable shave. Keep your game looking extra sharp with a built-in extra edging blade. It adapts to contours and helps you hit those hard-to-reach places. And for you heavy hitters out there, Schick Extreme 4 comes equipped with a high-quality heavyweight handle to provide you with a comfortable grip that will not slip under pressure. Want to look like an MVP? Shave like a pro! Try Schick Extreme 4 disposable razors with longer-lasting blades and enjoy longer lasting confidence on and off the field. Affordable Schick Extreme 4. Available now at Walmart and Walmart.com. Longer lasting blades when compared to ST2.
Houston, Texas. Home of the Houston Dynamo and Cube 57. The single greatest partnership since Ben and Jerry. The greatest team since milk and cookies. The world's greatest combination since tortillas and frijoles. Can't make the match against the San Jose Earthquake on April 14th? Cube 57. Or the home game on April 21st against Toronto FC, Cube 57. Check us out on Channel 57 on all major providers or Channel 653 on Xfinity. Cube 57, the official home of the Houston Dynamo.
A gift from Zadok Jewelers will sparkle for years to come. At Zadok Jewelers, we offer an unrivaled selection of loose certified diamonds, leading bridal and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, crystal, and a legacy of master jewelers spanning seven generations. Zadok Jewelers proudly represents over 50 luxury brands, including Chopard, Bulgari, Audemars Piguet, Mickey Moto, Tacori, Harry Winston, Hublot, and Montblanc. Our master jewelers will custom design and handcraft the ring or jewelry of your dreams. Visit us at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
Thank you. I mean, you know that button.
Yeah,
right there.
John just keeps saying, go. Yeah, but he turns the mics on. I don't like messing with that because I don't want to accidentally turn it on during a break. That's not my job.
Yeah,
John kept going, go ahead. And I'm like,
Yeah, just turn the wrong one on. Struggling.
I see. Did you drink too much last night or something?
No, I didn't. I don't know
too
why.
Too much at lunch today?
No.
What the hell happened?
No, I don't know. I no excuse.
Well, and this is not the first time today. That's the only reason I'm asking. It's like, are you distracted? Are the wedding plans a problem? Are you having problems at home?
Well, what I did there was I turned on what used to be your mic and not the one that you're on now. Because you used to be on two when we had the old setup.
Right.
And now you're on one. But
as
it
should be.
Not an excuse.
As it should be. Bruins get the first goal here on the power play to lead the Leafs 1-0. So,
don't be so sad.
That series is over. Right, I got no chance.
It's over. Who's supposed to win? Who's the favorite?
The Bruins are a slight favorite here, but these teams are pretty close. Now the Bruins are going to the penalty box.
That's a makeup call.
They've been caught cheating. Yep. They cheated the first time and got away with it and got a goal out of it. So, that's a penalty. Can't do that. Oh, when they hold your hands up like that. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't trip him. Yeah, you did. Need a shame bell for you, sir. All right. A couple things from Twitter. Josh asked, what are your thoughts on the live streams on Reddit? I don't even look at Reddit.
I don't either.
So I don't know anything about it. Nick says he only watches ESPN during football season, really.
And honestly, I don't know. Maybe it's because when I was going to school, I was going to a music college, we talked about how you make money in that industry and this is around the time when illegal streaming and downloads and things like that were coming into the picture and how much it hurt the people who put stuff on, who create the content. If you go somewhere and stream it illegally, there's people all the time who send me links to watch the UFC fights on some stream off of Reddit or some other, Euro website or whatever. And I'm
against that.
I'd rather just pay my $60. I mean, that's.
But then that's the thing here is I'll pay for those. And then, but if you're going to keep doing this and adding prices to me, I'll just cut something else of yours, ESPN. Yeah. Like I quit buying their magazine and doing their Insider.
You know,
that
when
was
I watch
one area where I cut back.
Where I watch shady streams is on college basketball when there's a game that I bet on that I can't, that's not on television anywhere.
Yeah.
You can usually find some weird stream of it somewhere on the internet.
And there's probably not a service that you can buy where you can get it.
Exactly.
So.
Because I buy every channel I'm allowed to buy.
Yeah.
So if it's still not on television, then what can I do? I got to go to the internets. And I feel like that's not like me watching a College of Charleston basketball game isn't going to take money out of somebody's pocket.
Yeah. Some Texans news, according to ProFootballRumors.com. Looks like Deshaun Watson will be ready sooner rather than later. So that we've already
known
about.
Although I'm not in a rush to see that guy.
No, we know what he can do. Let's just get him healthy. Texans are considering moving Nick Martin to guard, which I think the first time they've actually mentioned that.
I'm not surprised, though. I think that might be where they're best because I've talked before on this show about how Greg Mantz was probably their best offensive lineman last year.
Yeah, well, the thought is that Zach Fulton would play center.
Oh.
Martin guard, Calamete the other guard. Jeff Allen's still on the roster. I don't know what they're going to do with him. And obviously, if Martin's not ready, Mance will get more playing time. But, you know, left tackle is still the big hole. I mean, you conceivably are better with that group. I like Kelemete a lot. I think he's going to be good. It just, you're kind of gambling on Henderson. That's a low-risk reward, a high-reward thing. And Texans plan to initially just play Tyrann Mathieu at safety, but do want him working at cornerback and as a blitzer.
Okay.
So, and Christian Covington has been fully cleared after his torn biceps injury. So just some little housekeeping news there on your beloved Texans. So, 713-780-ESPN. All right, I've got more sports. Do we want to keep doing sports, or do we want to get onto some fun stuff?
Yeah. Well, we're almost a break, right?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is we've got two segments left.
Yeah, one of them's a Hoffman on Hollywood.
Exactly. One of them's non-sports. So do you want to keep talking sports, or do you want to just make the last half hour?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give something away. And over the next 2 minutes, like the texts I get for the next 2 minutes, we'll let them determine non-sports or sports.
Okay.
How's that? We'll let the people vote. So just text the show at 713-780-3776. And I will close the voting at 628. So don't text it after that. What do you want? You want a sports segment and then hopping on Hollywood? Or do you want all non-sports for the last 30 minutes? Right now, you can win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to hang out with me in the special ESPN VIP section upstairs Saturday night from 6 until 8. Then stay after the races and catch the 2018 Spring Concert Series. This Saturday, don't miss Shooter Jennings immediately after live racing. Tickets start as low as $10 and are on sale now. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Come for the fun. We'll take caller number 10. All right. And you will be out there and Shooter Jennings after the show. You get to hang.
You going
to
play some more Shooter Jennings, Joe?
Yeah, I can.
Or did you learn your lesson?
It didn't say explicit next to the song, so.
Shooter Jennings, he don't give a damn.
Yeah.
He's got a potty mouth.
Yeah, it needs to say non-explicit.
I don't know what the name of the song is, but I think it might be called, what was the song you played? Gunslinger?
Gunslinger.
Yeah, that's my favorite song by him. That song, you had to bleep it out and cut it, but if you get further in that song, like you get to the chorus, it's much more vulgar. That's the best song, though.
All right, we'll go ahead and cut off the voting now because it's like 95%.
What do they want?
Non-sports.
Okay.
All right.
We'll come up with some funny then.
Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Tune in to the Raheel and Dell Show starting at 11 weekdays on ESPN 97.5. The Houston Rockets finish out their regular season losing to Sacramento in a game that they do not play James Harden, Chris Paul, Trevor Ariza, or Clint Capella. And now they get set for the postseason. They will take on the Minnesota Timberwolves, who defeated Denver last night to sneak into the postseason. Forward Luke Mbah-Amute is expected to miss the entire first round of the playoffs. The San Antonio Spurs, they are the seventh seed after losing at New Orleans yesterday. They face the Golden State Warriors in the first round of the postseason. Game one at Golden State is coming up on Saturday. Tonight is an off night for the Houston Astros. They open up a series against the Rangers coming up tomorrow. I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons. Transaction advertised is a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Last year they made history, this year they vow to never settle. Are you as hungry as they are? Prove it at Big City Wings, the perfect place to watch your 2017 champs get after it again. Get that ballpark feel with wall-to-wall big screen TVs and finger foods like buffalo-style wings, fried mac and cheese, and seasonal crawfish. You should never settle either when it comes to wings. Think Big City Wings, where they'll knock it out of the park with happy hour and daily specials. For details, locations, and their whole menu, visit BigCityWings.com.
Sure, I know how to work on my car, tune up, even a brake job, but I've grown out of that, and I know pros can do it faster. Even so, here I sit reading 10-year-old magazines while I wait. If only the mechanic could come to your home or office. Introducing YourMechanic.com, the modern local car repair service that comes to you. No more cold, grimy, greasy waiting rooms. YourMechanic.com offers more than 500 services with 12-month, 12,000-mile warranties. Does your local shop do that? And all YourMechanic.com technicians are fully background checked and will provide you with a quote up front. Car won't start? Check engine light bugging you? Need a brake job? Schedule your appointment and save your valuable time for more important things in your life. Your mechanic comes to you and gets the job done. And for a limited time, get $20 off your first service call booked. Call now, 800-929-1552. 800-929-1552. No more greasy waiting room. 800-929-1552.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center out on 290, the Northwest Freeway, westbound near Mushki, we're getting reports of an accident. There's also a problem up on the North Loop, 610 westbound at the Hardy Toll Road off to the right shoulder. And watch for an accident on the South Loop, 610 westbound at MLK. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps are Robert Half Company. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Like this song. Little Weezer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a story, unless you have something.
I mean, I got a couple too, but...
All right, well, why don't you go first? Because I have one that's going to gross you out. And I don't know if you want to be grossed out.
I don't care.
Would care. This is one of the things that I know will gross you out. But go ahead.
A man in central Louisiana got a ride on Wednesday. He had been released from jail.
Okay. That's nice of somebody to give him a ride.
And the sheriff's office had requested that a deputy give a man who had just been released a ride home.
That's nice of him.
That is very nice. It's a courtesy that the agencies will do when no other transportation is available.
Okay.
The deputy dropped the man off at the parish line to wait for the next parish's deputy. They were basically, you know, passing from one parish to another. And he'd been told what the guy looked like, what he was wearing, and where he'd be waiting. But as the deputy was on his way to the spot around 12:30 a.m., he passed a man fitting Bentley's description riding a bicycle on the shoulder. When the deputy doubled back and talked to him, he said that he had started walking, saw a bicycle in the yard, and took it. He said he told the deputy he was tired of waiting on him and tired of walking. The bicycle was returned to his owners, who had slept through the theft. Bentley was arrested and booked into the parish's detention center, charged with criminal trespassing and theft of less than $750. He was released Wednesday on a $1,000 bond. The release does not state how he got home that time. I don't know how often we hear stories like this where a guy commits a crime or a guy gets out of prison.
All the time.
On his way, he
commits
a crime.
All the time now, yeah. That's getting to be an epidemic.
And finally, let's go to over to England.
I love it.
Where Michael Brennan was filmed relieving himself. Oh, this is actually in Ireland.
Oh, I can't do Ireland. I can't really.
After breaking in through a side window of the police station, he broke into a police station, pooped on the front counter, and was eventually caught wearing a stolen police hat.
Here it comes.
I feel it.
Security cameras caught him leaving the station wearing a hat, a police hat, just before officers arrived at work. And he decided to wear it around town. Not wise, guys. He was jailed for 3 months for possession of stolen goods. Officers later identified him as the man behind the smelly break-in, and he finally appeared in court where he pled guilty to causing criminal damage. Which means it says that he's an alcoholic and suffered from drug addiction, but was now being taken care of by his father. There was a repulsive message in what he did, and a clear message was sent to the authorities, and also by the way he paraded around. He still needs to answer for his poop case, they say. They want more jail time, but he was instead ordered to just pay €225 before the case was adjourned.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth it, $225. I don't know what a euro is compared to a dollar.
It's more. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I used to know the exact conversion. I don't. But.
€1 is $1.23.
Mm. That's actually down. Yeah.
So we're probably looking at around 300.
What was the euros?
225.
277.40.
Oh, that's worth it. To poop on the front desk of the police station?
No.
I mean, you got that story for the rest of your life.
Okay. That's one you're proud of. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if he tells people about it, but it's in the news.
Okay.
What do you got?
I have a lingerie model.
Oh, I heard about this.
A former Playboy Bunny lingerie model.
Yep.
And her name's Dori Jacobson.
Mm-hmm. Is this the one that Trump slept with?
No. No. Oh. Well, he might have. I don't know what else is out there that we haven't found out about yet, right? But she's a former playmate who was a bunny in Chicago and New York. She has 26,000 followers on her Instagram. All this sounds pretty good so far, right? Except she was a playmate in the 1960s.
Oh.
She is 83 years old and posing in suggestive manners. Now, I will say for 83, she looks good for an 83-year-old. But not for a lingerie model.
Okay.
You don't want to see this. That's what she looks like.
Would you?
No.
No.
No, it's too old.
Even for me, that's too old, dude. I mean, I don't know. No. No. Well, if I were desperate, can't do it. She wanted to do something to combat ageism. Says, I don't see other women being represented, older women being represented. You know why? Because
wants to see that.
They don't want to embarrass themselves. Now go break your hip. She says, it also makes me feel self-confident. Okay, good for you. I think there's certain times in life when you have to say, and we were talking earlier about, Mayock, maybe it's just not the job for you. Listen, Dori, maybe it's time you put some clothes on. Just saying. But, I had that one. I got a couple other kind of that were on the the cut list for Gym of the Day. They actually weren't necessarily cuts. I know you're a fan of crystal meth.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know exactly how much this is, but apparently this might not be a bad way to try to smuggle crystal meth. The Atlanta branch of the Drug Enforcement Agency, also known as the DEA, found a haul worth roughly $2 million, a total of 500 figurines of Winnie the Pooh, Donald Duck, Pluto, and other Disney characters were being used in a bid to hide the drugs. Jeez. So they were hiding the drugs in these Disney characters. 500 ceramic Disney figurines filled with drugs.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Disney characters who work at Disney World, like
no,
actors.
No, these were ceramic. These were ceramic figurines.
Oh, okay. That's less impressive.
It came from Mexico. And well, I mean, that's still a pretty...
I like it when drugs are smuggled inside human bodies. That's what I like.
Well, but are you going to check... Well, it's...
A cavity check,
Donald Duck's body.
Of course, I'm going to do a cavity Pluto. Check on all of them.
Listen, if I see Pluto, I'm not going to think that there's crystal meth there because he's Pluto. He's a
yeah,
cute little Disney
check,
animal.
You would try to... do the probe on all the Disney princesses to check their cavities.
That's different. You have to do that. That's you got to
make trust them.
You've got to make sure there's no crystal meth in those. But apparently, it was one of the biggest meth busts ever in Gwinnett County, Georgia. It came from Mexico and was destined for Atlanta. And another load containing legitimate figurines intended as a decoy was intercepted. So I don't know if this is really well. They got caught, so. It obviously wasn't smart because you can get away with stuff if you're a smart. But how did they know which was the decoy and which was...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a very good drug smuggler, I don't think.
Yeah, it's never something that I've ever thought about doing.
No, I wouldn't be good at that job.
No, and not even that I've thought, well, if I were a drug smuggler, this is how I would do it.
Because you haven't given much thought to even...
No, not even that.
Yeah.
It's never even crossed my mind. I figure the only... I watched Breaking Bad. There was that.
I've watched that.
So
it didn't teach me much about smuggling.
Well, yeah, if you kind of paid attention to the Chicken Man and everything and the way they did stuff, there was a lot of smuggling
That's
in
true.
There. All right, and I've got a guy who made a bet. And have you ever done this where you buy a ticket and then you realize the ticket's wrong?
I always check my ticket at the window.
Ah, I wonder who just scored there. That looks like the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hyman. He broke through.
Hyman Roth?
He broke through. That's a Hyman breakthrough.
There you go. Well, I'm trying to what? Let's see. Yeah, he's a hey, nice goal.
What's the broke through hand? Pretty easily.
Yeah.
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 Kind of rammed it in there, huh?
Broke the defense. He did.
he slipped it in the back door, it looks like.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that's not how you break it, though.
Well.
lots of different ways to do that, John.
The game's broken open.
It can happen by accident. And okay, so have you ever bet a ticket like in Vegas or something, and then realized you screwed up and gone back and changed it?
Like I said, I always check my tickets at the window. I have done it online before. And you know how sometimes, especially on mobile, you might be a little intoxicated and you might click the wrong box.
Yeah, done that.
So what I've always done in that case is. Just bet enough on the other side to even it out and just lose my $10 usually.
Yeah, I've done that on...
I feel like that's a $10 mistake. If you do that, you deserve to lose your $10.
Yeah, I've done that on horse tickets before and then just, you know, most of the time I get them canceled, but if I can't get them canceled in time, I'll just bet what I intended to and, you know, consider the other one a loss. Well, this customer bought a ticket and he had a parlay. And it was a... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 team parlay, betting $1,000 to win $52,000.
Okay.
Last team of his parlay, punched the wrong ticket.
Oh, no.
So he gets the first four, and he accidentally had Roma when he wanted Barcelona. Well, guess what? Roma won.
Oh, man.
So he made a mistake, and he wound up getting $52,000 for it.
Well, on a parlay ticket, at least you could have hedged.
Yeah. Well, if that's the last game being played, too, you go bet $1,000 on. Although I'm guessing Barcelona was a favorite. So,
yeah.
Regardless. All right, so there you go. That's that was a little sportsy, but not really.
Okay.
So just snuck that in there. All right, one segment left. We got some Hoffman on Hollywood.
And yes,
then,
we do.
Are out of here.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If you are not happy in your job, then there's a way out. Ask Jacob, who back in June was a mechanic working 50, 60 grueling hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career. He's making more money working less hours. That could be you, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. And they're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park.
Your favorite country artists are back in Houston to play the 2018 Spring Concert Series at Sam Houston Race Park. Every Friday is 50 Cent Beer and Live Racing. This Saturday, don't miss Shooter Jennings as he takes the Bud Light stage immediately after Live Quarter Horse Racing. Tickets as low as $10 are on sale now at SHRP.com. Get your tickets to see Shooter Jennings today. Concert presented by USI, Sam Houston Race Park. Come for the fun.
Houston, Texas. Home of the Houston Dynamo and Cube 57. The single greatest partnership since Ben and Jerry. The greatest team since milk and cookies. The world's greatest combination since tortillas and frijoles. Can't make the match against the San Jose Earthquake on April 14th? Cube 57. Or the home game on April 21st against Toronto FC? Cube 57. Check us out on Channel 57 on all major providers or Channel 653 on Xfinity. Cube 57. The official home of the Houston Dynamo.
Oh, silly. We're so much more than a sex shop. Guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. You know Darling Way. It's an elegantly romantic, playful, sexy boutique all about passionate relationships, intimate connections, and yes, sexy fun, too. Our quaint cottage in the Heights makes everyone feel right at home, and everyone can have more romantic fun in and out of the bedroom. Rediscover passion at Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive, or at darlingway.com. Darling Way. You open the door, we'll show you the way. Darlingway.com.
Join the roar and witness the Houston Sabercats ignite their first official Major League Rugby season this April at Dyer Stadium right off of 610 and 290. For Game 1, it's the Houston Sabercats taking on the New Orleans Gold on April 21st at 2 p.m. Season passes available right now for the four-game home series for just $100. For tickets, go to HoustonSabercats.com. That's HoustonSabercats.com. Sink your teeth into Sabercats rugby.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey guys, if you love fantasy baseball or fantasy basketball or fantasy hockey or hell, even fantasy golf, you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, playoffs on the hockey, you got NBA, you got all the stuff. If you, especially if you're into baseball, though, it's not like the other guys, and they're totally different, they're totally unique, and that's why I love Draft.com, because you can download the Draft app, which I have on my phone. You can also go to Draft.com, And the way it works is you do live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. So it's not something where you're trying to get a salary cap or anything like that. It's you, and maybe it's three people, maybe it's head-to-head, maybe it's eight people. But you go in and you do a snake draft. So if you want a particular player, you draft him, and he's only on your team. You don't have to share him with anybody else. That's what I love, and that's why it's so much fun to get on there and play. Drafts last for just one night. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You just set it and forget it, and you let your guys do their thing. And you get to play for cold hard cash. You get paid out the next day. Drafts start as low as a dollar, so you want to play for a little bit, you got it. If you want to play for big money, they got that too. And I've been playing a lot of the hockey. I've been playing, did the golf last week and won that. Going to get in on baseball here tomorrow. And it's all easy, man. And it's so cool to be able to pick out the players you want and not share them. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft. That's about to run out. So free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Draft.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com today. Lots of good stuff. And just a quick update, 1-1 between the Bruins and the Leafs after one period. And no score in Washington game, and now New Jersey and Tampa are underway. So lots of hockey happening, so I'll be watching a lot tonight. All right, let's do a little Coffin on Hollywood.
All right, let's I had a couple things. I realize now we don't have that much time, but did you hear the T.J. Miller from Silicon Valley? He got arrested on a $100,000 bond at LaGuardia. Basically, what happened was, the story was, he was on a train talking to some chick. She didn't give him the attention that he was hoping for. So instead of like just, on to the next.
Right, which is what you should do.
He called 911 and told the dispatcher he was on an Amtrak train and that a female passenger has a bomb in her bag.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
His status is quit very, very, very dropping very fast.
Oh, his like
his stock, basically. Oh, like, yeah. He had a meteoric rise, and his rise is just as fast as his fall.
I don't know how this could have happened. I mean, this was a...
Well, and he's been accused of all that sexual assault stuff.
Yeah, he can't... this dude's got to learn that, like, sometimes chicks say no, and you can't, you know... Just do it anyway.
So some of us more often than do others. Some of us are used to that.
You also can't call in a bomb threat. That's just not a good call. You know, we talked about Stan Lee the other day. And a lot of people are concerned about him, including Kevin Smith, who took to Twitter to offer Stan Lee a place to stay. You're always welcome to come live with me, or please let us fans buy you a new place to live. We miss you, sir.
He's not going to live much longer, so
I don't think he's going to last too long.
And that would just go to the family members who were bilking him anyway.
Yeah, but it is nice to see Kevin Smith offer up his spare bedroom. That's very
nice of him.
Did you see... The curse of Khloe Kardashian continues. Tristan Thompson has been caught cheating on her.
They got booed by the Cavs fans last night.
But here's the good news. The family... they're still following him on Instagram. Normally, when you are persona non grata amongst Kardashians, they unfollow you on Instagram. But all the Kardashians are still following Tristan on Instagram.
Apparently, that girl has slept with multiple Cavs.
The girl that he got caught with?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Cav sniffer?
Yeah.
What's funny is, I still think Khloe is the least attractive of the Kardashian sisters. But she's put herself, it used to be a massive gap between the top two and her, and even the top four in her, if you want to count those Jenner girls. She lost all that weight. She's like worked on herself a little bit. She looks pretty decent now.
Tristan, most improved player.
Most improved player, 2017. Yeah. And here in 2018, Tristan Thompson out there already cheating on her. Come on, man. Get it together. And someone made a crying Jordan meme of
her belly.
Her belly. Oh, no. Like with Tristan Thompson in it. And he's like got his hands on her belly. And it's the crying Jordan face. Hard times. And I had a list of the top albums of all time by women, but I don't have time to go through it, so I'll just tell you about Kevin Spacey. L.A. County prosecutors are now reviewing the sexual assault allegations for possible criminal charges. They presented the allegations on April 5th to the DA, and we'll know soon if Kevin Spacey is going to face any charges for his the allegations put against him by Anthony Rapp. Kevin Spacey's one of the guys on the Me Too thing that it came out and then we never really heard anything
right,
about it again.
Right,
he
just kind of disappeared.
Did the whole, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Sorry. but he, like, we've never heard anything about it. But Spacey apologized to Rap, and his former publicist says he is now seeking unspecified treatment.
Yeah, we were talking about, women albums, and we were talking about Stevie Nicks the other day. I saw a concert today. I think it was on AXS. It was Tom Petty, and she did like 4 songs with him. It was fantastic. So just throwing that out there. All right, it's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jung. Well, good job, Jung Lee. Great job, AJ. I did okay. Bounced back from a slow start. Give myself a D+. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.